Now for sport. Sports Report for August from Andrew Colomossi. Welcome back to Sports Report, our regular review of the sporting scene around Todmorden. And this time we start with cricket, and news of a good spell for our two Lancashire League teams, Todmorden and Wolston. After securing local bragging rights by clinching a league double over Todd, Wolston are among the front runners in their quest to secure a second successive championship, despite a blip following their local derby victory. That came when they lost the plot against bottom club Crompton, who took Wolston by surprise in racking up an impressive 290 for 5 in their 50 overs. That proved too much for the champions, who finished 10 runs short despite half centuries from Nick Barker and professional Umesh Karunaratri. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. However, it was back to business as usual next time out when Wolston secured a 5-wicket win in a rain-affected tussle against Clitheroe. Karunaratri shining with the ball this time with 5 for 49 as the champions moved back up to the top of the table. Now golf. And news of Todmorden Golf Club's Captain's Day competition, organised by club captain Keith Lacey and played over 36 holes at Rive Rocks. Alan Payne was the leader at the end of the first round, posting a creditable net 64 to earn a three-shot advantage over Alan Stobbs, with Mick Hayes and John Hodson a further short adrift. But there was no holding Stobbs in the second round as he posted a blistering 63 to leave his rivals way behind en route to victory by a hefty 8-shot margin. Payne could not maintain his earlier pace, leaving Chris Thornsby, Anthony Barnett and Russ Waring, who all posted a second round score of 65. To chase Stobbs home, Waring finished second overall, courtesy of his first round 73. More cricket now, and this time the spotlights fall on Todmorden, who made up for the disappointment of that derby defeat at Wolston by reaching the final of the Worsley Cup after a 5-wicket victory over Clitheroe. And Todd have been in such good nick in the league too, with former Lancashire, Surrey and England all-rounder Chris Schofield in excellent form. Schofield led the way with 92 as Todd racked up 186 for 7 against Darwin, and then he and professional Alan Carrara Silva shared 8 wickets to secure a 12-run win. And Schofield followed that with 75 in a total of 222 for 5 against Norden. Silva chipping in with 49. Norden replied strongly, but Todd held their nerve in a tense finish with skipper Andrew Sutcliffe and Faiz Razul taking 3 wickets apiece to secure a 4-run victory. Athletics next. And news of outstanding team and individual performances by Todmorden Harriers in the gruelling Holm Moss Fell Race. Anyone who's been up to Holm Moss to have a peek at the television mast will know it's not friendly terrain for runners, and this 25-kilometre event featured climbs of 1,285 metres, so not an event for the faint-hearted. And it was Harrier's Andrew Worcester who produced an outstanding performance to lead the field home, with colleagues Nick Barber and Ian Symington backing him up splendidly to land the team event for the Harriers. And there was success for the ladies too, with Mel Blackhurst winning the women's over 50s event. And the following week, the Harriers were in good form north of the border too, with a women's V40 line-up taking the silver medal at the Craig Dube Hill Race, and Andy Worcester finishing a creditable 26th in the men's individual event. And just to prove running's not only for grown-ups, congratulations to all the youngsters from the Harriers Junior section, who landed a host of honours in the Junior Grand Prix series. 17 Harriers, aged between 8 and 13, won awards at the end of the season presentation, with no fewer than 10 youngsters landing gold medals for taking part in at least 4 events. The series was established last year to encourage youngsters to take a part in local fell running and road racing, and judging by the number involved at the Harriers, the message has clearly been taken on board. Finally, news of a near miss for Tobermann's Paralympic hopeful Megan Shackleton and her table tennis partner Lisa Hentig of Germany, who finished just outside the medals at the Japanese Open Table Tennis Championships in Tokyo.